This is Sunday morning. This is November the 8th, 2020. And yesterday, I had a word of the Lord come to me. I was just sitting in my chair, and as I was writing it, Danny comes in, and he had a word that kind of confirmed this word. And then it wasn't, I don't know, probably 20 minutes. I got a phone call. Do you know they just proclaimed Joe Biden president? Anyway, the title of this is called Draining the Swamp. And this is what the Lord said to me. This was the first line of it. They will think they have won, but they have not. And I didn't really know, you know, I'm just pondering that. And then after I got the message, I realized what the Lord was saying. They will not receive any benefit of their wicked plot. Their reign of terror has come to an end, and the time of restoration of America will begin. In 2021, the restoration will begin, and the glory of it will not end. One nation under God, a beacon on the hill, the law of the land will be my will. My kingdom come, my will being done in earth as it is in heaven. Take courage today and be not discouraged, for the end of the wicked and their plots have reached completion. Their dirty deeds are ripe for harvest. Just as sowing seed of faith bring forth the harvest, so have their seeds of wickedness come to full harvest. In other words, the time, the cycle is finished. In fact, I heard these words, and I know it's in the Word of God. Time is no longer. What is coming is beyond man, for it is by divine design. Nothing can stop what is coming. It is biblical. In the kingdom of God, there is no time. Faith is always now. Okay, we're going to read a few scriptures that go along with this, the ones the Lord gave me. Then I'm going to give you some information. I'm kind of echoing a little bit here. First one's Revelation 6. Y'all have heard all of this, but we'll hear it again. I probably could have saved this for Wednesday night. It's because I'm reading scriptures out of Revelation, but it's okay. I was quickened because of what was done yesterday. This fit, you know, so I just thought, no, we'll just go ahead with it. Revelation 6, verse 12. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. I put here draining the swamp or timber. The stars that have the elites, that they, the Illuminati, the illuminated ones, so to speak, they have shined, and now their time is over. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every freeman hid themselves in the dens and the rocks of the mountains. That was part of what Danny's word was about, them running, hiding, heading for the hills, you know, so to speak. Well, it says they will. And they said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? So there's not going to be any place for them to run or any place for them to hide. They may can hide from us, but they can't hide from him. Well, not happening. Okay, let's go to chapter 14 now. Starting with verse 14. And I looked and behold a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the throne, thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. He that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar which had power over fire and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in thy sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even unto the horses' bridles, by the space of 1,600 furlongs. So this is a 200-mile, supposedly, bloodbath in Megiddo, the place of Armageddon. That's what it is. It's the harvesting of the wicked in their judgment. All right, Revelation 16. Start with verse 1 there. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image. The second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the waters say, thou art righteous, O Lord, which art, and wast, and shalt be, because thou hast judged thus. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. And I heard another out of the altar say, even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. And the fifth angel poured out his vial. Boy, there's a tough bunch, aren't they? Poured out the vial upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues with pain. I got a revelation on this yesterday. And they blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores and repented of their deeds. I put here media blackout. You know how they've tried to censor us and block our voices out? I believe this means they go dark. They lose their voice. I mean, that's the biggest, it's the mainstream media is the propaganda arm of the beast. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits, like frogs, come out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils, working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Behold, it cometh as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And he gathered them together in a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. Same back in chapter 6, we saw Armageddon again. You're going to see it 3 or 4 times repeated in the book of Revelation. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of God from the throne, saying, it is done. And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake. See, this is symbolic. Danny and I were talking about that yesterday, about it being metaphoric. You know, you have to realize that these are things that are symbols of things. You know, we're thinking, well, this is a natural battle, but no, this has been a digital. It's been a cyber war. And there went voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great, and the great city was divided into 3 parts. What great city was that? The 3 city-states. This is Babylon. It's being broken apart. The cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away. You know all the islands they've got out there with all their big mansions on it, and they got the underground submarine facilities and stuff where they've trafficked children in and out. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great. So we got the angels. We saw this back in Joshua's day. Was it Joshua or Jehoshaphat? One of them, in the old covenant, where the angels actually killed the enemy with hailstones. Yeah. Yeah, Joshua. Anyway, it says, this may be in Job, probably is in Job, that he has storehouses of hell. This is his help, you know, they use this as weapons. Yeah. All right, Revelation 17. And there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. So here's John seeing all this and going, huh? So the angel's going to explain to him, okay? With whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. This is the beast. This beast, it's some, there's somewhere it talks about the dragon. It talks about it being a red beast, which is communistic. You know that. Okay. Well, there it says right there, she is arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. Upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the seven heads and ten horns. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundations of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. I had had a hair appointment this last week, and there's several, it's a big salon, and so there's several homosexuals in this salon, and my lady works next to one, and I've known him for a lot of years, and he's older, and he doesn't have that arrogance that the younger ones do. And she said I keep hearing this, y'all just need to suck it up and just be gracious and act decent about this. And it made me so angry. I mean, all the way home I'm saying, I'll tell you about decent. You mean the decent that they've treated our presidenthood, president? Is that the decent you're talking about? All the stuff they've done to him, is that the kind of decent you're talking about? And I said, you know, as I was thinking, if the Lord let me go in there, I'd say, don't you think for a minute they're going to spare you. They aim to kill you too. You're just too stupid to realize it. So you just keep on celebrating, because it's going to be very short-lived. I mean, I was just furious. I thought, that's the arrogance. And here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth, which we know that's Rome. And there are seven kings. Five are fallen, one is, and the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth and is of the seven, and goeth into perdition. And the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. We should not be surprised what we see. I'm already seeing Netanyahu is congratulating Joe Biden and Kamala Harris on their win. And I'm thinking, look what all the president has done for Israel. Yeah. You sorry lowlife pig. I mean, really, I'm going, he's going to find out who his true friends are. And, Russia, Putin, he's resigning. All of a sudden, you're seeing that he's resigning. You're seeing these people starting to resign everything. That, you know what is fixing to hit the fan. The true people of God are going to come forth, and the traitors, yeah, the bad people are coming out. They're showing their true colors. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. And he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest where the whore sitteth are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. And the ten horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled. The woman which thou sawest is the great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth, which is Babylon. And I've even heard, I believe even in Q Post, talking about they will begin to turn on each other and devour each other. We're already seeing that. There's a lot of whistleblowers coming forth telling accounts of this fraud. They have first-hand information about the fraud. And there's Democrats, a lot of them. And after these things, chapter 18, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lighted with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great has fallen, has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works, and the cup which she hath filled to her double. How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. Stand afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in one hour is thy judgment come. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise any more. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and of fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all and fine wood, all manner of vessels of ivory, all commerce is ceasing. We're transferring from Admiralty Maritime Law, which all is about, it's all a shipping war. It's all over. All this big money, commerce, all this that they have human trafficked through and been made rich from, it's all stopping. All of it. And all manner of vessels and most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble. You know why a president has all the manufacturing coming back to the United States of America? We're energy independent. We can grow all of our food supply. Even Puerto Rico is going to start making the pharmaceuticals. Why? We don't need nobody else. Praise God. God. And cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat. And beast and sheep, because one of his things is we are going to rid ourselves of dependence upon China. China's going down for what they did, or the CCP anyway, not the Chinese people. Beast and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men, and the fruits that thy soul lusted after are departed from thee, and all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee. Thou shalt find them no more at all. Yeah, they got a pot and a cot. That's it. If that, the merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand afar off for fear of her torment, weeping and wailing. We're here, folks. This is the day. And saying, Alas, alas, a great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in one hour, I don't know if that's literal or metaphor, so great riches is come to naught. And every shipmaster and all the company and ships and sailors and as many as trade by sea stood afar off and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, What city is like unto this great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, Alas, alas, that great city wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness. For in one hour is she made desolate. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, Thus with violence shall there that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. And the voice of harpers and musicians and of pipers and trumpeteers shall be heard no more at all in thee, and no craftsman or whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more in thee, and the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. These big towers that they have built, and big corporations, and big money-making outfits, it's all coming down. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom and the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. It's coming down. All right, we're going to keep going here. One more chapter and a few more verses after that, and we'll be done with this. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Hallelujah, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. So we're going to have a reminder. And the 24 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Hallelujah. So all everybody in heaven is watching this movie. And the voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the linen, fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he saith unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true saints of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, See thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw heaven open, and behold a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. See, the word prepared to, like, the bride, we are prepared to watch the marriage supper of the Lamb as their blood's going to, we're going to watch them be devoured. You know, a lot of people say, I want to see the executions. I'm going to be really disappointed if I don't get to see something. Well, we're going to see something. Even if we don't get to see that, we're going to see something. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness of and wrath of God Almighty. This is all talking about this wrath, all these chapters. It's all talking about the fall of the beast and what's going to happen. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying, To all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together into the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beasts and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the throne and against his army. This is the battle of Armageddon. Told you, it's repeated several times in the book of Revelation, at least three times. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceedeth out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. And, last but not least, I saw the angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand, and laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him. So, this is where we are set. This is what's coming. I believe it with all my heart. Okay. I want to give you just a few FYI. I don't want anybody to be discouraged today. We need to be encouraged. These are just some things that I've heard this week. The first one is there are no lost votes. All legal votes are accounted for via the quantum voting system. It's impossible for them to cheat because blockchain You've got to, it's just, well, it's like it is. It's a chain. You gotta sabotage the first chain, and here comes the second chain, here comes the third chain, here comes the fourth chain, on down the line. And like they said, I think it was Charlie Ward said, they've been trying to hack the system for 8 years and they've been unsuccessful. It's impossible for them to cheat. And from what I understand, once a person casts the ballot, nobody else can come and cast that ballot because they're finding. I saw a video of a young woman. She said she received 7 or 8 ballots, some in her maiden name, some in her married name. And then she went down to the precinct to vote and they told her she couldn't vote because somebody had already voted in her place. All right, Amy Coney Barrett, through a non-disclosure agreement, has been briefed of the fraud in the blockchain system. So I believe she's been placed in this strategic place for a reason. Every state was notified with official documents about the new ballots with the watermark. They will not be able to claim that they were not in the loop. I have it. I'll show it to you in a minute as I get to this list. Only official watermarked blockchain ballots will be counted. They already know the count and how that POTUS won by a landslide. I heard yesterday 80%. Plus we kept the House, or got the House back and kept the Senate. And took, all right. Every state that declared Swamp Creature Biden the winner will be recounted. Any state he won will be recounted because you know it's a cheat. They have proved in several states that there are more votes cast than voters registered, as well as people that have died voting absentee. I mean, that's a real absentee vote from the grave or from heaven. If POTUS had just won by a landslide, the corruption would remain, but for our posterity, it must be removed. See, he had to let this happen so that they could catch him, because you don't charge them with the crime before they do it. You do it after they've done it. Yeah. Some whistleblowers are coming forth in different locations about the fraud they have witnessed. One such instance, they were told to postmark ballots that came in after the election was closed down for the night. People have found them in incinerators. They found it looked like a plantation. It was an aerial shot. It looked like nearly snow on the ground, and I kept looking at that thinking, what is that? It was ballots. I mean, we're talking massive. Just like the word from the Lord, they think they have won, but they have really lost, and you know what is about to hit the fan. Here's some more. Michigan, I looked at that about the Dominion. They call it Dominion. It's the hammer and the scorecard. Anyway, this software is called Dominion, and what they did in one county in Michigan, I think it was about 6,000 votes. It switched 6,000 votes from President Trump to Biden. Well, there's 47 such precincts in Michigan that is using the same software. Well, it's not a software glitch. It's actually the hammer. It's actually this cheating system that they developed. All right? So they'll have to check every... And guess who owns this software? Our beloved Speaker of the House. All right. This is how Obama stole the election in 2012, the hammer. Okay. From what I understand, it sabotages at transfer points. I saw a video. This man, he's saying, okay, this was Anderson Cooper on CNN. And you see the two candidates and you see the vote count. And what they do is they switch the camera off of the vote count just for a second. It was just like it just went like this. And when they did that, they switched. The leader was a Republican. It wasn't the president, but it was another race. Switched over 500 votes from the leader, the Republican, to the Democrat. Just like that. Just like a trick. And they've been doing it for a long time, and we just have never noticed. And they kind of get your attention, kind of like they're false flags. Well, let's look over here. Look what's happening over there. And right here, they're cheating. They're siphoning your votes. This is what that's what went on. That's what I saw. I remember looking at that and I thought, all of a sudden the president's up some electoral votes and you come back and what happened to his votes? Okay. It says that's how Hillary sabotaged old Bernie. You know, in 2016. Okay. All right, is that all I had? Yeah, that's all I had on that. And I'll show you the documents that I have here. This is the one we've had for a couple of weeks. I'm going to read it again because every week some new newspaper or something is coming out in favor of the president. The truth has begun to drip out. It's even begun to drip out into the mainstream media. It will be like a leak in the dam, just a trickle at first, and then the whole wall will fall. The true news will swallow the fake news. Those in the mainstream that have been afraid to bring the truth will take courage and begin to do so. In fact, I believe the swamp rats are going to start ratting out to each other, actually. It will get bigger and better until it completely swallows up the fake news. It will be completely silenced. There's that blackout. They will be censored like the truth has been censored for so long. I said that I would shout what has been done in secret from the housetops. All that has been hidden will come abroad. Nothing can stop what is coming. Okay. All right. The first one is the Washington Times. The second one, it was the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. And there's another one. I don't have it in here. I don't know what I did with it. New York Post. Okay. Yeah, I hadn't really got to catch up today on that. So I'm keeping account of that, of the different ones that are coming. Okay, I'm telling you what, God has given this president a genius mind. This was on September 12, 2018. Executive order on imposing certain sanctions in the event of foreign interference in United States elections. By the authority vested in me as president by the Constitution, the law of the United States of America, the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, the National Emergencies, whatever, I'm not going to read all that. I, Donald J. Trump, President of the United States, find that the ability of persons located in whole or in substantial part outside the United States to interfere in or undermine public confidence in United States elections, including through the unauthorized accessing of election and campaign infrastructure, or the covert distribution of propaganda and disinformation, constitutes, I don't know how you pronounce it, as unusual and extraordinary threat to the national security and foreign policy of the United States, although there has been no evidence of a foreign power altering the outcome or vote tabulation in any United States election until now. China has sent thousands and thousands of votes manufactured, and there's been some hints of some other people messing with it too. So anyway, he is allowed to slap heavy sanctions on all of them. He, like I said, this man, they say he's at least 10 steps ahead of them. So why should you be fretting over what you're seeing? Because they got it covered. All right. This is the ballots watermarked for authentication. Watch the water. This is what Watch the Water meant. Mm-hmm. It's the Cyber Security and Infrastructure Security Agency. Okay. All right. Here's another one. This is the document. Alex Padilla, Secretary of State, the State of California, Office of Voting Systems Technology Assessment, August 5th, 2020. This is concerning the election, and these are the ballots. The watermark for the November 3rd, 2020 general election is the CA Poppy. The tint for the background and watermark is red, PMS 192. They were telling them how to detect the watermarks on the ballots. And I'm thinking, then why did they go and have all these made? Did they just disregard? He cannot say, well, they didn't let us know anything. They were sent this document. All right, here's election fraud update. If you've been following for a long time and you know the term watch the waters, you probably understand it to mean the Three Gorges Dam, but it was never referring to that. The watch the water intel refers to the watermark of the official election ballots. The original ballots are also registered on a QFS blockchain to prevent fraud. 12 states were targeted. The National Guard has been deployed. Now, they've been undercover. People don't know they're National Guard. They have been deployed to 12 states: Alabama, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Colorado, Texas, Wisconsin, Tennessee, Washington, Virginia, Delaware, Illinois, and Kentucky, and they are now counting the official ballots. The Dems fell right into the trap of this sting operation, and Trump has it all. Fraud will be exposed for the world to see, and isn't it fancy how the amazing Justice Amy was confirmed right before the election so that she can rightfully take care of the business of election fraud? Oh, and this is only the beginning of the epic times that lie ahead. So did Trump win by landslide? You will soon see that he did. Nationwide lawsuit. Enjoy the show. This is in the Matrix. Only when they can no longer operate in the shadows can people, this is a Q post, can people see the truth for themselves. Only when people see the truth for themselves will people understand the true nature of their deception. Seeing is believing, well, not in the realm of faith, but in this instance. Sometimes you can't tell the public the truth. You must show them. Only then will people find the will to change. It had to be this way. This is not another four-year election. God wins, Q. This election is basically a sting operation to take down MSM social media and Democratic Party deep state. Everyone goes down at once. You just witnessed it. This is not a stretch. Trump has promised to drain the swamp. He knew long ago they would be trying to steal this election. He is always 10 steps ahead of these idiots. He always has a plan. Also, in the end, he also beats them like a drum. You know it's true. Big point. We have proof that Dems, big tech, social media have colluded to interfere in an election, and we all witnessed it last night. This will be a huge case. It goes to SCOTUS if you listen to Trump last night. So it's going to go to the courts. All right, this is Joe M. Surprised that some followed the miracle of the plan for 3 years and marveled at its sophistication, but for the first time are willing to forget everything we have learned about the art of war. If you go and look at the Q post, it even mentions, I think it's like post number 3, it talks about the deployment of the National Guard. Q set it all down. A lot of the deltas are 3-year deltas, 2-year deltas, 1-year deltas, but he's laid the whole plan down from the very beginning. Remember the midterms. We couldn't understand why we lost the House. Then it all made sense. We kept the Senate because we needed the Senate. We lost the House because we didn't want the House. We want them to expose their crimes through impeachment and many other frauds like withholding pandemic relief, etc. What happened yesterday is as much part of the plan as everything else. It has been flawlessly executed, and we have lured the enemy countless times into traps when they thought we were losing. This is the art of war, Sun Tzu. You make yourself appear weak when you're strong, and you make yourself appear strong when you're weak. That's the strategy. Yesterday, he's out playing golf. What do they think he's going to do in the White House with a Kleenex going boo-hoo? Mm-mm. All right. Now is no different. You will soon see why this had to happen. Don't ruin these few days ahead for yourself with worry. Remember what you have learned about Trump and Q. They simply cannot lose, no matter how it looks. Military grade. Keep enjoying the show. I told you we're watching a movie. All right, here's an anonymous. It was all a sting. The ballots were watermarked, and this man appointed by Trump helped pull it off. Watch the water, watch the lawsuits and the fake ballots tossed. The agency was founded after 2018 midterms. This man says he did this for his children. That was his motivation. One of the reasons I'm doing this job is because I've got 5 kids and I want them to have a United States of America, Krebs said. I want them to be able to vote when they get to 18 and have confidence in the process. I want to secure the systems and the networks that they're going to depend upon in the future. I've got to be able to look at them every morning and say, I'm doing this, you know, to ensure that you've got something when it's your turn. Leaving something to your kids. Okay, this is another one, Joe M. He said, let's recap what we know. Trump will get past 270. Patriots always knew that pallets of fake Biden ballots were sent from China to inject into states that needed them. Enemy strategy is to delay calling guaranteed Trump states to fake perception of a Biden win. Next phase. Soon, hopefully by end of the week, last states will report Trump's 250 target will be reached. Well, that didn't happen, but anyway, we still win. This man, he says, holy, you know what? What the H-double hockey sticks is going on, Patriots? I feel like I'm on cloud nine. Prepare yourself for this decode. When white hats meant rig for red, did they mean using infrared vision to inspect the ballots? Let's get this, Anons. God's plan is in control. When Q operators implied the corn was ready to be cut, did they mean the ballots being cut from Biden? Holy smokes. We are watching a movie that is blowing my mind. I love all of you, Patriots. Spectre Inc. is ethanol-based corn oil and it is invisible. What is the National Guard? What if the National Guard is inspecting ballots with infrared night vision? This is amazing. Fire. When White Hat said the corn was ready for harvest, did they mean the ballots with Spectre Inc. on them, which is a corn-based oil invisible to the naked eye? He said, I love this movie, Patriots. It's kind of like watching a soap opera. You're trying to guess what people are going to do. Guess the end of the movie. All right, finally, this, like the president says, here's another beauty, you know. This is the governor of Oregon. Finally, after election, Oregon Democratic governor asked for the National Guard to stop Portland riots. You know why? Because they think they won and they no longer use the COVID, have the COVID junk. They don't no longer need it. That lie that they pushed on the American people. All right, here's another Joe M. Trump doesn't just say things. We caught them. All you need to do is stay encouraged, demand justice, and watch these dramatic and unprecedented times play out. This is what the Revolutionary War feels like. We got this. This was Trump's tweet. This was June 22nd. Rigged 2020 election. Millions of mail-in ballots will be printed by foreign countries and others. It will be the scandal of our times. So, you know, they've known it for a long time. They've been working on it. And I have a word here. This was from January the 5th, 2020. It's called the Second Revolution. You know, it just brought up the revolution. Revolution, a forcible overthrow of a government of social order in favor of a new system. Courage is rising up. The righteous are bold as a lion. What is happening in Virginia is the beginning. It is a spark that will turn into a raging fire. Well, it hasn't quit since Virginia started. It's been all year long. That will spread across the nation. I believe it's nationalism. It's this spirit spreading across the nation. The cowards of the swamp, these that have been working and hiding, it is a shame to even speak about what they do in secret. What they've been doing will now be shouted from the housetops. They will run scared. It will be as it has been said. Sounds like the word you had yesterday, doesn't it, a little bit? They will not even be able to walk down the street. Yes, their visibility, their popularity, their days in the spotlight are over. They've been pushing my church back into a corner with no place to go. Well, the tables have turned. Haman's been hung on the gallows. There will be no place for them to run and hide. They will no longer do their dirty deeds, says the Lord. This is the time of the pushback. The citizens and Christians of this nation will rise up and say, we're not going to put up with it anymore. The lion is roaring on the inside. No more victim mentality. I'm completely draining the swamp. The U.S. Declaration of Independence states that when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object convinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such a government. The line is rising up in my people. It cannot be done by your leader, lest it be misconstrued to be an overthrow by a dictator. It's all in the plan. I've always given my church the land and the responsibility to occupy it. Do not look to your leaders alone for deliverance. I'm leading them and guiding them, but my plan is the one that will be executed. It will be executed by my army. We the people are rising up and saying that we have had enough. The real tyrant is Satan, and it's time for him to be back under your feet. Are you fed up enough yet? This is what the show has been about. Yes, a movie. You would see say that's enough and rise up and put Satan in his rightful place. I've done a lot of speaking the last few days. Mm-hmm. Under your feet, foot on his neck. This will purge your nation. Revolution will bring absolution. Absolution is forgiveness, pardoning, exoneration, remission, dispensation, remission to the penitent, and the cleansing of your land. 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. It has always been up to you, my church. 1 Peter 4:17, for the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God, and if it first begin at us, what will the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? Pray for your leaders. Esteem them. They are all part of the plan. Never forget, though, this is a showdown between good and evil. The church and the god of this world system, and has been placed in the lap of my mighty ones. The ball is in your court. Say not, when will the leaders do something? When you do something, they will have the freedom to do something. As you rule and reign, you're changing the landscape. Things have been changing for a while. Keep it up. I know when I got up the day after election morning, after having a horrible night, the Lord just said, you just keep doing what I told you to do. Nothing's changed. Keep speaking. Keep proclaiming. Keep on target. Hold the line. Hold the line. Get people awakened to what is really going on, especially believers, is key. When they realize the authority they have and they rise up and start to use it, devil, look out. My thought, I noticed the flag that the Virginia militia were displaying is, don't tread on me. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. While making confessions over the nation, I had this thought come to me and I spoke it out. Hong Kong has become an annex of the USA. Did you see that woman yesterday? I thought, whoa, she is a Hong Konger for Trump. She said, I hate to say it about my own nation, but she said, they're going to have to be taken out. You know, the bad, you know. If you notice, in their six-month protest, they're all carrying U.S. flags and singing God Bless America. They want the freedom that we have in this nation, that we are in a revolution to keep. I also had it to speak that Canada is also part of the USA. I think originally it was. Globalism and communism and socialism is being pushed out of the northern atmosphere. And get, you know, that was gave me the scripture here, Zechariah 6:1-8, that talks about the four horsemen of the apocalypse that influence the earth, these bad spirits. Yeah, taking those out. We're nearly done here. I came prepared. President Donald Trump, we believe the American people deserve to have full transparency into all vote counting and election certification, and that this is no longer about any single election. This is about the integrity of our entire election process. From the beginning, we have said that all legal ballots must be counted and all illegal ballots should not be counted. Yet we have met resistance to this basic principle by Democrats at every turn. We will pursue this process through every aspect of the law to guarantee that the American people have confidence in our government. I will never give up fighting for you and our nation. It's no different. The standard to the president to make these peace deals, these people had to swear, to make a pact, they would get along and they'd quit killing each other. This is no different. This is bringing integrity back to the systems of this country. We can't leave any swamp that hasn't been dealt with. All right, here's Joe M. If there are any celebrating liberals who might see this, please take heed. Your candidate is not who you think he is. You're celebrating the occupation of America by foreign hostile forces who are laughing at you. They're laughing because you let them trick you into electing the very fascism you fear most. Thank God, however, this will not happen. Even though you fell for a great deception, your mistake has been mitigated by true defenders of freedom. In other words, we're defending your, sorry, you know what? Sadly, since you have not been able to see it for yourself, this reality will be thrust upon you in the coming weeks. 4 more years of liberal tears. Okay. I got off track there. Had to do that. Sadly, since you have not been able to see it for yourself, this reality will be thrust upon you in the coming weeks. Your candidate did not win. He will never be president. Biden will never be our president, in Jesus' name. All right, Worse than this, you will soon be shown the reality of your mistake, and it will be upon you to process what is about to occur. Trump won by a landslide. He will stay in the White House, and everything you thought you knew will be proven a lie. You are simply a lost sheep, and we are waiting with open arms for you to return to the paddock. Okay. This statement, nothing can stop what is coming. This is actually an agency. It's the Cyber Security Infrastructure Security Agency. Nothing can stop what is coming. The NCSYWIC. Just wanted to clarify that because you keep seeing that, and even I even wrote it in one of my words. Nothing can stop what's coming. Well, this is what's helping it. Okay. All right, this is on election night. And this, I think, is going to be the last one. It says, please read the whole thread. On election night, Trump and his campaign team assembled in the Eisenhower building just west of the White House to watch the results come in. Know what is there? A skiff. Here it is, a skiff. A skiff is a place they go into. You take no cell phones, anything that can be tracked. You cannot hear anything, nothing. I mean, it's like a secure bunker type situation. Well, what they did is they went in and watched them cheat. They got it all. All right, let me finish here. I heard that he was going to move to a secure location, and they weren't going to tell anybody where. Sensitive compartmented information facility. That's what a SCIF is. Sensitive compartmented information facility. The kind used by Army Intelligence Cyber Security Division. They were monitoring the fraud in real time. They caught them. Everything they did, they caught them. All right, talks about the U.S. Army Intelligence and Security Command. They knew which states were using the voting machines loaded with hammer and scorecard. Software developed for the CIA to manipulate voter tallies remotely in foreign elections. It was just deployed against the American people. Tom Fitton and Sidney Powell put it right in your face. There was an interview done by them on Fox. It says here, Dr. Charlie Ward, this is Charlie Ward down here, not the deal on his nose, but anyway. Currency broker and hotel contractor Trump Insider describes the deployment of this sting operation to trap those involved in election theft. The Federalized National Guard were pulling around the clock duty in at least 16 states to trap these monsters. All the swing states currently involved in the theft are on the list. The SCOTUS ordered all ballots received after the deadline in Pennsylvania be segregated from those received on time. There will be a ballot audit. Recounts are conducted by the same people, election boards, at the first count. Audits are conducted by armed fraud investigators. Right here, that all ballots received by mail, this was what the Supreme Court, they brought down, that those extra ballots that came in Pennsylvania will be separated and scanned for fraud. Okay. State legislators pick electors. Republicans control both houses of the PA, or the Pennsylvania State Congress. See, all the houses in the Senate and all these Democrat states are all Republican. Okay, so they'll be the ones to do the monitoring. Guess who controls both houses of state legislators in the other swing states? You guessed it, Republicans. If I were any of those Democrat officials involved in this colossal election fraud, I would be seeking asylum in a non-extradition country immediately. Trust your president, trust God, and trust the plan. There was a date, I was trying to think about it yesterday. They go to the electoral vote on December 14th. That's when they cast electoral votes for the president. So this thing needs to be settled by the 13th. So we need to be praying by the 13th. It's done. It's a done deal. So,